Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, I apologize.
For what?
I accidentally hit the mouse when we were talking to Matt Willem there at the end. So I apologize.
Did you accidentally click on it?
No, what happened was I went like this and I hit the clicker. I didn't mean to. So like I swiped my hand over.
Moved over and you clicked as you hit the mouse.
I went to go hit the mouse. But that what was weird was
that's like the second time in a week you've done that.
I didn't do that last week.
Didn't you do that last week one time?
I don't believe he did that last week.
I thought you did that last
Maybe you were
week.
Doing the show with somebody else.
Yeah, I don't believe that was the case.
Although you would have been answering the phones if you were with somebody else when you did that.
I could have sworn you did that by accident last week.
So I just kind of swiped my hand over to go put my hand near the mouse because I knew we were getting near the end of the interview, and I accidentally knocked him off. I feel bad. I feel bad when I do that to anybody, but especially to Matt, because Matt's been a dear friend.
There's a very large, tall, ripped man outside ready to beat the out of you.
Yeah, it's not Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Someone's going to come and get him.
Probably. Monday night.
It's great when we can use Kevin Stefanski drops. Really is.
It is. You know what impresses me about this game on Monday, Jeff?
Kevin Stefanski has something to say about it?
No, that you're kind of into it.
Oh, I'm really into it.
Appropriately.
You are.
You know why I'm into it?
Jeff, we've been doing this 13 years. I've known you forever, right?
You know why I'm into it?
And you, anytime I would say, hey, let's talk about Ohio State here. Let's do this. I'd be like, okay. You know, you were just trying to be like, okay, Andy, you're a good guy. We'll talk about Ohio State for a little while. We both have our passions on different subjects.
Sure.
Right? And
well,
so
it'd be bad if we were the identical guy.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty boring show.
I don't know. Depends how many voices you get in your head. It could be pretty entertaining.
That is true.
You know why I'm into this?
Why, Jeff Phelps, why are you into this Ohio State Notre Dame National Championship?
Numerous reasons. First and foremost, I think the 12-team playoff is something that's really good. I can't wait until they expand it to 16. I think it's been long
overdue. So you're with me on that one. I've said 16 all along.
I think it's long overdue.
And my biggest point is I don't remember ever getting one phone call ever in 13 years or ever having somebody talk to me in the last 20, how long have we been doing this, Jeff? I've been rolling
since the early 60s, I think.
Probably, late 80s, early 90s, right? I've never once heard anybody go, you know, that subdivision tournament they do in the NCAA for football, that's horrible. Too many teams, they play too long. The old 1AA system, that was stupid. I don't know why. Division 2, Division 3, why do they have so many teams? Not once did I ever hear anybody say anything about that.
No.
But now suddenly the big boys are doing it, and there's all kinds of problems.
This is the other reason I'm in it. I like the playoff. I like watching Ohio State. They're a fun college team to watch. This is the biggie, and a lot of folks won't like this. The mentality of Ohio State fans drives me nuts sometimes. Certain Ohio State fans. The group that Kirk Herbstreit talked about and got incredible grief for. And
the lunatic fringe?
That would be the group.
Yeah.
Where we can lose every game, but as long as we beat Michigan, it's a successful season. Come on, man. The 1950s are over. They're over. This is a new world, and you want to beat Michigan. Sure you do. Sure you do. The Baltimore Ravens might be the best team in the NFL, and they lost to the Browns. Okay? They overcame that. So what? You lost to Michigan. Yeah, it's bad. But you have a chance to win the national championship. And what I'm doing really, Andy, is rooting for Ryan Day. I think he can coach. I think he can supervise whatever it is going on, NIL with all the money, whatever it is. I don't know the legalities and everything else. All I know is that he's done a really good job with this program. And I think they're the type of team that can compete for a national championship every year. Does that mean you might stub your toe once in a while against somebody who wants to grind one out and win a 10-7 game or whatever it might be against you? Maybe. But that doesn't matter anymore. Because if you can get in the top 12, you have a chance for your ultimate goal. And I would love to see Ryan Day stick it up everybody's nostrils, who was screaming and yelling that he should get fired because he's lost to Michigan four straight times. Yeah, that's not ideal. I'd rather see a team win a national championship. And that's why I've been really enjoying this. Because I think they're terrific, man. Think about a really good program, really good players, and they're well coached. They weren't well coached against Michigan. They messed that game up. If they had played against Michigan with the same strategy they used against Oregon, they'd have beat Michigan by 20. But they didn't.
So think about these two. First of all, Ryan Day is one win away from 70 victories. 70. If they win, he'll be 70-10.
You think he's a good coach?
I do think he's a good coach.
Yeah, I do too. And I think he's really good.
You know why I like him? Because he was humble enough to bring in an offensive coordinator.
And not just any offensive coordinator.
And a defensive coordinator.
A guy with a name.
Right? I mean,
guy he has a history with.
Yeah, and he stands out there. I just listen to his press conferences after the game. And I think maybe I've heard way too many NFL press conferences. Because there are times when Ryan wears the emotion of the players and the fans when he's on the dais after a game. I'm sure there are folks that don't like him afterwards. That's fine with me. I've just seen too many on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The other two stats that I think are just mind-blowing is that people would criticize Ohio State for not being able to beat SEC teams, right? Especially in bowl games. That Ohio State can't beat SEC teams in bowl games. Prior to this year, you know how many wins they had against SEC teams in bowl games?
Tell me.
Two. You know how many they have this year?
Tell me.
They have two. They doubled their output this year in this run alone.
The only thing I think he screwed up big time, their strategy against Michigan wasn't good.
No, I thought Matt hit the nail on the head. They put a governor on a Ferrari.
Right, but leading into the game, when he talked all about, you know, biggest thing, losing to Michigan, you know, other than my father dying in my life, that he didn't handle that well. And I think it just makes it, that made it even worse. But I think he's a big-time college coach. Buddy of mine sent me an article, I believe it was written in USA Today, that said, Ryan Day wins the national championship, says, see ya,
right,
at the age of 45, sits out for a year, and then goes to an SEC team.
I'd rather see him in the NFL. I think he's more of an NFL quarterback.
I'd rather see him in Columbus.
Yeah, I would too. I'm okay with that.
I'd rather see him in Columbus.
I just think it's mind-blowing to think about that AP top 9, not even 10. Indiana at 9, they beat late in the season. Tennessee, they beat in the playoffs, right? You go up to number 5, Penn State, beat during the regular season. Texas, number 4, beat during the playoffs. They'll play Notre Dame. We'll see how that plays out. Oregon, number 1, beat during the playoffs.
Yep.
At 13-0, the only undefeated school in the country. I know there are folks out there that still maybe won't like him when it's all said and done, but and you wish you would have took the governor off against Michigan. I get it.
Yeah,
I understand
they
it. But
they
I
didn't do a good job in that game.
No.
I've always hated in college football, it was the system that was in place. I always hated that one loss, and that not Ohio State to Michigan necessarily, but one loss at the wrong time could cost you a season that you might have been the best team. You know, if you lost early, that was okay as long as you won out.
Oregon.
If you lost
Oregon
late
by one point.
If you lost late, then you were in trouble in the old system, you know? And I just like the system in place better, and I think Ohio State has a really good program and a really good coach. And I'm pulling for him. I really am. I'm pulling for Ryan Day.
Well, think about it. They were 4 points, well, if you want to call the win, they were 5 points away from being undefeated on the entire season. That's an if and but, and it doesn't really matter. All right, let's come back. We got a lot more to do. We're going to talk to John Schumann coming up at 1 o'clock about the NBA, and Menigan has a dilemma, and I think I have the same one. You need to hear it. I'll explain it when we come back. 216-474-0092.